As Dr. Whitaker remarked, one thing is for certain, if they'd never given any thought to suicide, they will now. The girls' parents, Michael and Teresa Rhodes, filed suit against the school, claiming their parental rights were violated since the school administered the psychological test without their permission, did not clearly state the test was voluntary, and made a diagnosis based on Chelsea's test answers. Representatives of the school, arguing the teen screen test was optional and confidential, moved for a summary judgment from U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Indiana, expecting to win as they usually do. However, noting that the school had not made clear that the test was voluntary and had not even filled in the name of any person or persons to whom the questions were to be referred, the court ruled in the parents' favor. This particular case was a victory for parents, privacy, and common sense. But many other children in U.S. schools have not been so lucky. A 2014 study based on information from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics indicated that almost 11% of school children ages 4 to 17 are now taking psychiatric drugs for emotional or behavioral problems. Many of these medications purport to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, a condition in the past described simply as restlessness or acting out of boredom. Such medications disproportionately harm certain groups of children. The study found that children from poorer families were more likely to be medicated than their well-to-do peers, and that boys were more frequently prescribed psychiatric meds than girls. Yet the science behind the so-called ADHD epidemic is not well supported. Some researchers, such as behavioral neurologist Richard Saul, do not even believe that ADHD exists, noting that the number of adults taking a drug for ADHD has increased 53% between 2008 and 2012, and nearly doubled for young persons, Saul noted. Today, the fifth edition of the DSM only requires one to exhibit 5 of 18 possible symptoms to qualify for an ADHD diagnosis. If you haven't seen the list, look it up. It will probably bother you. How many of us can claim that we have difficulty with organization or a tendency to lose things, that we are frequently forgetful or distracted, or fail to pay close attention to details? Under these subjective criteria, the entire U.S. population could potentially qualify. We've all had these moments, and in moderate amounts, they're a normal part of the human condition. As more than 20 conditions can lead to symptoms similar to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has too often become a diagnosis of choice that saves time for doctors and generates huge profits for the drug corporations.